Blair Palmer, and welcome to the Punks in Suits podcast. Does work have to be this way? No, it does not. You can make a big splash in the world without sacrificing your soul to do it. Call it existential angst, a midlife crisis, or just the desire to have another throw of the dice. You're ready to rethink this whole work thing and configure a life and a career that really reflects who you are and what you care about. Together, we can do this. Together, we're punks in suits. Hello, and welcome to episode 64 of the Punks in Suits podcast. I hope you are very well. I'm not going to lie to you, today has been a tough day. I was actually going to record this earlier on today, but I was so stressed that I couldn't do it. I mean, I probably could have faked something for you, but that's not really my business. So I've had to put it off until 7 o'clock in the evening and record it now, because this is the first time really when I felt that I could authentically say anything that would be at all inspirational to anybody. We are, as this is going out, about 17 days away from liftoff. The to-do list is still very long, and business-wise, I'm launching a new website, which more later, I will tell you more about that in a moment. But the van has no heat, no fridge, no cooker. Its MOT is in a week, and who knows whether it will pass. And to be honest, putting stuff into packing boxes pushed me over the edge this morning. I've actually been feeling quite ill the last couple of days, and I took yesterday off from it all. But even today I was having waves of nausea while I was packing. And I did feel better when I got out into the van, actually, and we did some stuff in the van this afternoon, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But I wasn't sure whether my nausea was actually a little bug that I've got or whether it was stress related. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about, because I do want to be really honest with you about what this is like. You know, when you go on Instagram and look up hashtag van life, the images are really inspirational. And I know a lot of people would love to do their own big change and are doing their own big change, their own brilliant gamble. You can and you will. I believe in you 100%. But I don't want to sugarcoat what the actual experience is like, because when you're having a bad day or a bad week or a bad month, I want you to know that it's normal and fine and that it's nothing that you're doing wrong. And this is really what I wanted to share with you today, my thought about today. Now I'm slightly on the other side of it. And it's this: you're absolutely fine until you're not. Now, any change has ups and downs. There are days when it feels like everyone else is making a big fuss over nothing. We've talked before on the show about people telling you how brave you are, and you don't think it's anything in that particular moment. So there are certainly days when it feels really easy to you, the changes that you're making. And there are other days when you wonder what on earth you're doing or how on earth you're going to get it all done in time. And it is particularly difficult, I think, when the choice that you've made is to make a change based on a deep desire to have less stress. Because ironically, making a change is in itself often quite stressful. I mean, I've just listed some of the things that are triggering my stress, and whatever the changes that you want to make in your life, there'll be a number of things that are going to trigger your stress. So the contrast between what you seek and maybe what you're actively working on, peace, alignment, presence, this kind of thing. This is why we make big lifestyle and professional changes, because we want things to be better. So the contrast between what you seek or what you're actually working on and how you feel when you're stressing out about packing boxes or to-do lists or whatever is far greater. That contrast is far greater than you experience when you're just living a pretty average life. When you're just experiencing a pretty average life and you're not aspiring to something more, the days blend. You don't get these big contrasts. But when you set out to do something about your life, you do. The key here is compassion. You're noticing contrast because you've imagined or experienced a more aligned way. There are people, I imagine, out there who tolerate a pretty rubbish life for no reason other than they don't believe they can change it. Those people don't notice these great contrasts because they have nothing to contrast their life with. They're ticking over. It's pretty average. It's pretty fine. It's a bit mundane. It's working for them. But they don't have these big contrasts. When you're seeking more, you're going to notice when you're out of alignment, when you're not peaceful. And it is really easy to get annoyed with yourself, to expect yourself to cope better. So not only was I experiencing stress yesterday and today about these packing boxes thing, particularly packing up my daughter's bedroom, which is full of so much stuff, and we're just really going to use all the boxes that we've ordered just for her stuff. So it was very stressful. But in addition, I was stressed because I was thinking, well, I'm supposed to be good at this. And not only that, I'm supposed to be working towards less stress in my life. That's why we're making these changes. And yet this experience is bringing about much more stress than I would have if we weren't doing this. So it's not easy in that moment. You do get annoyed with yourself and expect yourself to be able to cope better. But you're only human and you're only learning. If you could find peace and alignment right now, you wouldn't need to change a thing. This journey that you're embarking on is going to help you get better at that. And the challenges that you're experiencing now are just the early lessons that will build and build so that you have the strength, the skills, the tools, the awareness, whatever it is, to find the peace or the alignment or the presence or the freedom or the excitement or the joy or whatever it is that you're looking for. Having said that, there are some things that you can do. Now, I'm feeling a lot better now, and it's for a few reasons. Firstly, I changed the activity. So we stopped packing. We decided to play with the dogs to get rid of our negative energy. That was me and my daughter. And then we went and painted the interior of the van. Now, we were still getting stuff done. It was still stuff on the to-do list, but it was different things. It was stuff that didn't cause us the same level of stress. There is no point in forcing yourself to do something awful when it's bringing up horrible, stressful emotions, when there's no need. There was an alternative activity that we could do, and so we changed the activity. The second thing I recommend, and this really worked for us today, was to get outside. We stepped outside the door to walk over to where the van was parked, and we were hit with fresh air, sun. It was beautiful, actually, and we felt immediately better. Now, after 4 or 5 hours out there, I couldn't feel my fingers or toes, so we came back in. But something I'm really looking forward to about our adventure is the closeness that we're going to have to the outdoors. You know, there are people that I work with, clients I work with, who work in these wonderful buildings in the middle of beautiful grounds, who never step outside, never enjoy the surroundings that their building is situated in. I think it's really important to remember to get up, to go outside and to breathe. The third thing you can do is listen to music. I've just created a playlist on Spotify, which you can listen to if you like. I'll put the link in the notes for this episode. But it was meant as a morning dance party playlist, something to listen to when I first get up in the morning. But I've actually been listening to it any time that I need a boost. So as I said, I'll put the link in the notes for the show. I'm adding to it all the time. But what I really recommend is that you create a few playlists of your own and remember to listen to them. I mean, this isn't the only playlist I have, but I very often forget to listen to music during the day, or I end up just listening to the radio and listening to a lot of rubbish I'm not interested in. So I highly recommend that if you're feeling in kind of a funk, that you stick some music on that you love. And I can't guarantee that it will perk you up and get you out of the funk that you're in, but it stands a pretty good chance, I'd say, especially if it's stuff that you really love. And fourthly, of course, you can do stuff like meditation, but I've got a 10-year-old who needs my attention and particularly seems to need my attention when I'm at the end of my tether. And it's extremely hard in that moment when we're both really frazzled to say, I'm going away now for 10 minutes. I actually have to hold it together for her. And when I'm okay, she's okay. And then I can go and meditate or do something like record this podcast. But I can tell you that even if you can't meditate in the moment, I'm finding meditation in the morning or before bed really good. And when I'm frazzled, I'm saying things to myself like, stay in alignment or breathe. There's a wonderful quote from Byron Katie that I think of quite a lot, which is this: you have to be suffering a lot to be angry at a child. It's beautiful. Now, it doesn't always stop me, and she would probably tell you that it never stops me. But when I remember it, I realize it's all me. It's my stress. It's my dissatisfaction. It's my fears for the future. It's my obsessions and hang-ups. And sometimes you just need one phrase or even a word like breathe to take you out of yourself for long enough to get perspective. And then you can go and meditate later on. So I really encourage you to think about, what's your word or phrase or quote that when you say it to yourself in your head really helps you just long enough to get a bit of perspective? So that was what I learned from today. But what's coming up in the next few weeks? Well, I'm taking a break from the podcast for a week as I prepare to bring you the new podcast. It's actually the same podcast, but I'm renaming the show A Brilliant Gamble. And this coincides with a new website, also called A Brilliant Gamble, and a new selection of classes and coaching programs that I'm developing this year. I'm still working with corporates and leaders through That People Thing, but this need of mine to reconfigure life, to work in a way that really blends with my values, breaking away from industrial age norms and conventions, and finding a patchwork of elements that really works for me and my family seems to be really striking a chord with other people. So many people I talk to seem to be at the same place, at a crossroads of some kind. They're fed up of the routine of Monday morning to Sunday night. They're making little sacrifices every day, time with their kids or their own well-being, or they're compromising their values to earn a living, and it doesn't seem worth it. And they're at the point where they want to do something about it. I do think that this reflects a shift in society. I don't just think it's because I'm hitting middle age or, you know, having a midlife crisis or something. I don't think it's that. I think that there is a growing number of people disillusioned by this work hard culture where your whole life is dedicated to making a living and maybe once or twice a year squeezing in a few holidays in between making a living. And I think there's a growing desire by people today to make a difference. So I think that there is a trend in the world, and I think some of us are really tapping into that. But I also do think that it's deeply personal. Maybe it is a life stage or very personal circumstances, but more and more of us are placing our bets on there being a different way. We want to turn our dreams into plans. We want to put well-being and a sense of purpose ahead of the symbols of success that start feeling kind of empty. And that is what the show is going to be about. That is, of course, what the show has been about for a few weeks. But I'm making it official. In 2 weeks' time, we're back. It's A Brilliant Gamble. And this is the focus. So it's going to be about, how do you shake things up? How do you do something that makes you excited to get out of bed, that feeds your creativity, that leaves an impact, and that really aligns with who you are? What does that look like? I'm going to be talking to people who've reinvented their lives about how they made it happen. And of course, I'll be charting my own journey, plus the lessons that I've learned from years of initiating change in my own life and supporting others to do the same. And we'll also be talking about the future of work and the workplace, how business is changing and how business needs to change. No, I'm not proposing that we all take off in our camper van. I'm certainly not proposing that we all drop out and live as hippies. Business can and really needs to be part of this brilliant gamble too. So that's going to be part of the show as well. So that's what's coming up. As I've said, I'm not going to be here next week. We're doing last minute packing things. We're launching a website. We're rebranding the podcast. Tons and tons happening. So I am going to take a week off to do that. But we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with a brilliant gamble. And for the last time then, to tell you how to stay in touch with us as Punks in Suits, here's the lovely Ivy Palmer.
We'd love to hear from you. You can stay in touch with us on Instagram at Punks in Suits and on our Punks in Suits Facebook page. You can also sign up to our newsletter at www.thatpeopledidn.com. I'll say it again. www.thatpeopledidn.com. You can also find out more about working with Mummy as a speaker or as a coach on that website too. And please leave a comment and a star rating on iTunes. Please 5 stars before it's 5. Go ahead and do that now, as it helps other people find this podcast so that they can reveal more of the punk under.